There is an intelligence in the universe. There is an intelligence in the universe that simply states, like attracts like. When you take a seed of an orange and you shove it into the soil and you feed it water and sunlight, you're not going to get an apple tree. You will not get an apple tree. You're going to get an orange tree. And the same applies with what you say, think, and how you live your life. You cannot be saying and thinking negatives and then you expect a positive solution. It's not going to happen. The universe responds like to like. And I said this to you guys before. Society by default is negative. It's virtually impossible to be saying, I'm grateful for my life, and at the same time you shout at a waiter. It's not going to work. What you're going to get is the negative vibration. Why? Because society by default is sincerely negative. You put more feeling into your negatives than you do in your positives. I'm not speaking to everybody, every one of you. I'm speaking to a substantial amount of individuals in society. That they choose negatives over positive. They choose to criticize. They choose to judge. They choose to argument. To have confrontation. They choose that over solutions, over positivity, over love. It is impossible for you to be grateful, positive, and unhappy at the same time. Unhappy is going to win because you've had a massive part of your life, a substantial part of your life, where you focus too much on the negatives. I mean, I said this the other day to an Uber driver. We were in the car and this guy came on the left-hand side and just cut in front of him and he started hooting at this guy. And I said to him, why are you hooting? He says, he's driving bad. I said, listen, buddy, how do you know the guy who just cut across you didn't just get a message that his mother died or his father died or his brother died? Or his son is in hospital, fell off a chair, or whatever. How do you know this? We are so quick to criticize and judge. We are so quick. I spoke about this some time ago an experience in Dubai, where I was in an elevator, where there was a husband who got in and two kids. And one kid was on his arm, I must have been about 2 or 3 years old, the other kid was 5. And the kid, both of them were crying profusely. And in the lift was a couple of people. And this lady turned around, she said to this guy and said, are these your kids? He said, yes, it's my kids. And she said, you know, you should do parenting courses. You should go and research online how to take care of your kids. So he said, excuse me? She says, yeah, they're crying. Obviously, there's something that you did that's wrong. And you know, it's quite disturbing to get into an elevator while kids are crying because, you know, you're being totally disregarding all of us around you. The guy looked, and I stood there and I was like, woman, please, can I just hug you? Nonetheless, the guy looked at his kids, kissed the one, kissed the other, and said to the woman, you know, I apologize for my kids crying, and I will do my best to remind them, listen to this, to remind them to not express how hurt they feel. We just came from their mother's funeral. Yeah, from their mother's funeral. I got goosebumps. We are so self-absorbed that we want to criticize and judge everything. And he looked at his kids and went down and he held them both tight. I burst into tears. But this woman just stood there and she's like, anyway, they shouldn't be crying. Guys, we've got to become more compassionate in life. We've got to become more understanding. When somebody comes speeding past us, don't be so quick to criticize them. The delivery guys on motorbikes, the same thing. You know, these guys are cutting, we put so much pressure on them. Do you know that these delivery guys, when they deliver food that's cold, it comes from their salaries? And their salaries are less than $300 a month. So when I say, you've got to understand, stop looking to criticize and judge, because you don't have to look very far. You don't have to search for things to criticize or judge. I told you before, soul sees nothing to criticize. Soul sees nothing to judge. Your ego does. So when you embark on a journey of spirituality where you're looking to increase your vibration, you've got to learn to start looking and searching for the positives in life. Look at the good in life. Be more complimentary towards people around you. Be more compassionate to everybody around you. Because you don't know what they're going through. Every person in this universe has some difficulty or challenge they don't speak about. What their difficulties are, what yours are, there's no comparison. Some would say, I'm unemployed and I don't have money for my kids. Okay, that's yours. Someone just lost his mother. Or dad, or maybe their wife. It's no, there's no comparison. Pain is pain. Hurt is hurt. Suffering is suffering. Become more compassionate and focus with all your intelligence on your journey, on who you are and how you live your life, not how somebody else lives their life. Because you're not able to do that, you are focusing with your soul. When you look at life through the eyes of ego, you will find everyone and everything to criticize. When you look at life through the eyes of your soul, you find greater reasons to be quiet, to be more peaceful, and to understand that that too is the power of inner peace, is the power of self-love. I wish you love, I wish you happiness, and I wish you inner peace.